New Jersey officials have announced some of the guidelines for reopening gyms September 1st. Gyms are to operate at 25% capacity with no shower or locker room access, meaning clients have to show up dressed in their workout gear. Masks are to be worn at all times by gym members and staff, and gym equipment must be placed 6 feet apart. Governor Phil Murphy knows that this is just a taste of an executive order that he called exhaustive.
Gyms are among the most challenging of indoor environments, as noted by multiple epidemiologists and experts, even in the past several days and weeks. But given where we are in this fight, we believe we are ready to take this step forward.
State Health Commissioner Judy Persichelli says it's important for both gym members and owners to follow the guidelines very closely.
We know that the virus spreads through the air via respiratory droplets, especially in confined spaces. And when people are working out, they usually breathe more rapidly and deeply, which causes them to expel more droplets.
This latest step comes after recent conversations between Governor Murphy and gym owners who've had their doors closed since March due to the pandemic. So what do the owners of these gyms have to say about New Jersey's latest initiative? Billy Olson, a Planet Fitness franchise owner who operates 18 gyms in the Garden State, says they're beefing up the cleaning.
We also have higher intensity cleaning solutions, so that is going to destroy this virus. And then we have something, think of a weed killer backpack with a weed killer. It looks something out of Star Wars. And it's this hydrostatic cleaner that cleans them immediately, destroys all viruses.
A recent survey of New Jersey voters found 57% want gyms to reopen with strict safety protocols in place. Olson says the air filtration system will help clear out any virus.
We have these high-grade filters already in place and this ventilation system that brings the outside air in and then pushes the inside air out, so that turns over the air very, very quickly.
Olson stresses all 18 gyms he's involved with will have touchless check-in.